I'm a good mate of the Prime Minister, as you know, and I was down at the lodge the other day, having a barbie with him and Hazel out in the backyard. Turns to me and he says, Austin, what did you do with a bird shat on your head? I said, what, Bob? He said, you never, ever, ever take her out again. Always a height of sophistication, Mr. Hawke, isn't it? Fellow Australians, I have a confession to make. I'm a hair donor. When I die, my body will be rushed to the intensive hair unit. A team of highly skilled barbers will remove my hair and give it to a suitable recipient. What in technical terms is a garret head. But giving hair is a serious business. The recipient's head can reject the hair and he won't be able to do a thing with it. Hair stocks at the Red Cross Hair Bank are running very short, especially the back and sides. So Murray Farquhar's, become hair donors. Remember, hair donors give great hair. All right, well, that's a good... Is Tony Geegan tonight? Tony Geeg here, is he? Well, I'm sorry, Tony, but I reckon the South African government's fucked. Not only is apartheid cruel and inhuman, it's also impossible to fucking spell. Okay, they've legalised sex between blacks and whites. There's still a condition. The blacks have to be bound and gagged at the time. Our rebel cricketers are taking a big risk going over there. Bouncer in the crutch, a big black bruise on their cocks, and they'll have to go 40 miles out of Johannesburg just to take a piss. There's a rebel chess team over there at the moment, but they're really pissed off because they can't use the black pieces and the white pieces on the same fucking board. The South African government had the gall to ask me to take a team of rebel comics over there. But they stipulated we couldn't use black words like motherfucker and licorice. I told them to shove it. Because there's no way I'm working for a government who'd get their policies up the back of a fucking homo packet. If they want to fuck the blacks up, they don't have to kill them. They can do what we do. Give them parts in shit-house movies. My definition of stupidity is towing whales out to sea. If 14 tons of mammal didn't want to be on a beach committing suicide, it wouldn't fucking be there. Anyway, everyone knows it's just the whales' protest against their bank changing its name to Westpac. People's values are fucked. This psychiatrist committed suicide recently after hacking his family to death with a machete. And I didn't hear of any greenies throwing him out to sea. We think animals are stupid just because dogs try to hump our legs. They're not stupid. When was the last time you got the clap from humping legs? Animals just need a decent union. How'd you like to be hard at work eating grass? And some prize bull comes up and fucks you from behind. They need a sexual harassment tribunal and fucking fast. And equality with humans. I reckon every product made for animals should be tested on a scientist first. Research laboratories full of scientists in budget cages with tins of PAL implanted in their fucking skulls. How are we going? Warming up here? Or are we getting into it? Catch the eclipse the other night, did you? Real bright, wasn't it? Well, what can we get into now? What can we take the piss out of now, huh? Mormons, what have you done there? I've done it, give you. Settle down. What's your fucking problem? One phone call and you could be an orphan. No? When your IQ gets to 90, sell. Doesn't that give you the shit? When you're watching a movie at the pictures and some prick's beeper goes off, Some fucking surgeon is ducked out for a couple of hours in the middle of a Medicare patient's brain operation. Well, last time one of the fuckers sat next to me and went beep, 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 beep. I leaned over and switched it off. Not another sound from the prick was his pacemaker. Everyone's got beepers these days. Businessmen wear them on the front of their belts so they can find their dicks after a heavy lunch. Office boys shove them up their asses so they can pour shit on the boss. Male prostitutes leave them out in the car so when you call them, they don't have to come immediately. They're all types of beepers these days. There's a Jehovah's Witness beeper. Beeps 10 times and blows their heads off. And one especially for public servants. It's totally silent, so they never have to fucking wake up. One for doctors for when they're playing golf. It takes 2 aspirins and rings back later. And one especially designed for politicians. Makes no noise, just pisses in their pockets. I've got a custom-made model for when I don't want to have to go anywhere. It farts, and everyone else leaves. I gotta piss off now. If I've made one person laugh tonight, it's a really lousy percentage. As the great Andrebicock, the leader of the federal opposition, once said to me, inside every fat person, there's a thin person trying to get out. Wise words. If you can't laugh at yourselves, laugh at some poor, helpless, defenceless ethnic minority. Just remember, the light at the end of the tunnel could be a fucking train. Don't drink, drive. It tastes fucking horrible. Good night, Wagga Wagga. Thank you very much. Settle down.
Go on, man.
You heard about the American Soul Group who eat people?
No.
They're called the White Pointer Sisters. You've got to think about it. And you reckon credit cards are a real rip-off?
Yeah. The drugs are just going on now, Austin. Sorry, mate.
I used my bank card to put a bet on a horse. The horse came in 100-1. What did I win? 100 fucking bank cards. Credit cards just encourage you to buy things you can't afford, like food. And don't you love the cute messages they put on the end of your statement? Have a nice day, pay us some money or we'll break your fucking legs. But what really shits me are those auto banks. They're ugly, slow, and they sling money at you without a word. You might as well cement human tellers into the wall. Well, I get my petrol at Esso. I went there the other day. And they take auto bank cards. The girl said, stick your pin in. I said, I'm sorry, I don't fuck people that work for multinationals. So many new cards, Murray Farquhar's. There's one especially for experimental filmmakers on government grants. It's called Wank Card. And then there's American Express. Taken at 147,000 establishments across the fucking world. I had mine taken at the Hong Kong Travel Lodge. I ran outside and yelled, Mr. Wong, Mr. Wong! Man, I got trampled to fucking death. Now the government wants to give us all ID cards. It's the only way Hawk can remember all our fucking first names. With photos on them. I can see it now. Mental hospitals full of schizos. Carrying little plastic cards with photos of 10 different people on them. You know how it'll end up, motherfuckers? People will stick their ID cards into auto banks. And the groceries really will cost them an arm and a leg. I think Bob Hawke really blew the tax summit. He had Parliament House full of heads of industry, top businessmen and politicians. All he had to do was lock them in, force them to pay their fucking tax. He wouldn't have to worry about the rest of us. I got pissed off now. I'd like to thank you all for coming. Good night, the Murray Farquhar. See you again. Sitting there trying to plait a puss. Now, I don't like to speak of the war. But I was shocked. I mean, how far can a Kiwi? How much can a koala bear? So I grabbed me beer, flashed me wanger at her, and headed out to join the fight. Well, pretty soon airs drops in, and things really started happening. This Indian girl, Masu, turns up dying for a piss. Couldn't find the shit. I said to me mate Al, how you working Masu P, Al? He said she can go out there with a fella, she's probably seen a cockatoo. Just then, Warra comes out of the kitchen with a few drinks for everybody. Well, fair diggum, you've never seen a cooler bar, mate. I grabbed a beer and said, thanks, Warra, tap. 2 years this routine's been out and you still fucking missed it. A couple of Queensland of the party, one smelling pretty strongly of aftershave. He sat down next to me and said, don't get too close, you don't know what you can fucking pick up these days. It was a really hot day. Oscar felt like a swim. He says to Weenie, you want to have a dip in the river, Weenie? She says, I haven't got my cozzy, Oscar. Well, Bo says, come in starkers, want a lake air. Want a lake air, yeah. Yeah. Ina says, what, without so much as a thread, Bo? Ah, perish of thought. That's you convenient yet? Maybe I can borrow her. Well, a few of the blokes decided to play cricket. I said, why doesn't Wombat? Yeah, and let tenor field. And punch bowl. So now I'm here.
Best indeed, best indeed.
But I was too shit-faced to play cricket. So I suggested a game of cards.
I've been practicing,
sure. I said, Eucalyptus. You want a game of Eucalyptus? He said, there's no point, mate. Dar wins every time. Well, Bill said he'd like a smoke. Nobody knew where the dope was stashed. I said, I'll pick Marinos. Put the back legs of the sheep in your fucking gumboot. Barry pulls a joint out of his pocket. Bill says, great, Barry, a reefer. What is it, mate? Oh, Noosa Heads, of course. Yeah, me mate Adelaide, I'm on him.
Well, it was a great joint, too.
Blue Mountain's away and his three sisters. I said, chuck us the tally-ho, Bart. He said, they're out on the lawn. Seston, can you get them for us? Bernie said, it's okay, mate. She's apples. I'll get them for you. I'll just thin Murray Farquhar's. Alice springs into action. Starts to pack Billabong, and here comes the pathos. But you wouldn't believe it.
The bond's breaking!
Shut up! All right, everybody in this room probably wants to get right into it, involved, you know, part of the act. Okay.
Hey, come on, let's go!
Up to three. One, two, three.
The bond's breaking!
The bond's forever! Sorry.
You better pick all your life,
eh?
You pulled it off perfectly tonight. I said, Lord, how? Hey, man! Some asshole shouts, well, a didgeridoo. I said, maybe a laptop. I look in the corner and there's Beth sitting there. Not getting into it.
Not getting out of it. Say, not getting out of it, dickhead.
Stay up the top, you know, eh? The Bert Newton School of Retort, always with the sexual innuendo. I said, what, is Beth straight or something? Boomer said, no way, pal, he's a copper.
I said, you're joking, mate.
A copper? I'm getting out of here, let's go, huh? She said, no way, I'm hanging around on Gumlet. And besides, I don't want to leave Jack around a party on his own. Have you seen him? I think he's trying to crack on a Toowoomba. He's already tried a Mount Buller. Fucked up again, didn't I, eh? And he'll definitely try to lead you, Australia. I think you're